Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When a parent passes away, it can mark the end of an era, especially if you were close. There is grieving, of course, but for many also comes the task of packing up their life and tying a bow on loose ends. For our next guest, when packing up his father's house, he came across inspiration for his next album. Dave Manicheri is the frontman for Confidential Source and joins us along with some of his band members, Eric Rosander and Drew Manicheri, Dave's son. They will have their album release party for Songs for the Sheik at Sackyard on Saturday, February 28th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Okay, so I want to start with you, Dave. How did this album come about?
Exactly what you said. When I was going through the house, I found my dad's old portable reel-to-reel player and a stack of reel tapes, and the memories kind of came flooding back. My dad took his old record player, plugged it in, and would make mixtapes. When I was a kid, it was cassettes. Now it's playlists. Back then, they were the big reel-to-reel tapes, and he timed it all out, wrote down the times and everything, and all the stuff he wanted to listen to. And he took that player to the backyard, to the garage, and he'd hook up old car stereo speakers to it, and we would listen to it. And it's more or less the soundtrack to my childhood. So when I wanted to do something to kind of help, my dad died of cancer, and I wanted to do something to kind of raise money and help. When I got the idea of giving a tribute to my dad, the idea of doing an album just kind of stuck in my head. And so that's where the inspiration came from. We made the record, and 50% of the sales till the recording is paid off is going to go to the American Cancer Society.
And this is like a blues album. What drew your father to blues and rock music?
My dad was an immigrant, and he came from a country where, you know, Western music wasn't necessarily popular or wasn't really allowed. And so when he got here, my dad was one of those people that if you told him he couldn't do something, he'd be the first person to find a way to do it just to prove you wrong. And I think that kind of improvisational skill drew him to jazz and blues and rock because they're the uniquely American sort of art forms. And my dad, when he moved here, was like, I'm not going back. This place is more home than home was. So I think he really connected with all that.
So why the title Songs for the Sheik?
So my dad's nickname is Sheik. I don't know why, other than he's Middle Eastern. And there weren't a lot of Middle Easterners in Nebraska when I was growing up. But it stuck. That name stuck with him because even my cousins called him Uncle Sheik. Down to the point when he died, when my mom, you know, she would slip instead of saying grandpa when the kids were around. And when she needed something quick, she'd shout out Sheik. It was his nickname. And so, you know, we all used to joke we grew up in the house of the Sheik, you know. And so it's one of those things that it just seemed the natural progression to call it that.
Well, how did you choose the covers that you're using for your album? I mean, there's a lot of great songs in this LP.
That's a good question. The list was a lot longer. A lot of it's time. A lot of it's matching the musicians to the songs. I knew Confidential Source was going to be the biggest part of it. Eric is on every track except for one. Drew is on a couple of the tracks playing acoustic, and there are tracks that Drew knew because my dad would drum along to them. He would claim he played the radio. He didn't have a musical bone in his body, but he it was kind of the choices of the songs kind of went that direction. And so they were songs that had a connection to my dad.
Hmm. Well, Eric, I mean, you're a band member, longtime one of Confidential Source. I mean, when Dave approached you with this idea, what was your reaction?
Well, that was just it. It was incredible. I mean, it was such a great concept and a great idea, you know, of taking all of these songs from the past. And of course, you recognize all of them, right? But and then the opportunity to do them in our own way. You know, so they're not just covers exactly, you know, it's not a tribute band type of thing where it's every note is by note is exact. We were able to take them, make them our own, mm-hmm. record them the way that we wanted to, or that, you know, with, you know, Dave's influence over all of these things. And it was just a great experience. I had to jump on it.
And Drew, you're part of this too. Of course, you're Dave's son, mm-hmm. and this is your grandfather. Sheik is your grandfather. What was it like being part of something like this? I mean, I'm thinking three generations in one album, which is pretty beautiful.
It was really cool. I think when people started talking about if my dad was going to put anything together for my grandpa, in my head it was really like, not if, but when. And he was such a cool guy, and music was such a part of his life, even though he never, like, played any instruments or anything. It was just kind of always in the house. And so I think, like, obviously there's, like, a lot of grief, I think, in this record because, I mean, he's a hard guy to miss, but, you know, it brings up all of those, like, happy memories of, like, my grandpa singing in the kitchen or drumming along to music in the car, driving my grandma crazy. So it was really nice. I think it definitely helped the missing, you know?
Well, we're actually going to play, because there are covers in the album, of course, but there are two original songs that you wrote, Dave. So let's listen to them. The first one is Songs for the Sheik.
Singing songs for the sheik, drumming my fingers to his sounds.
Hey, just me. Nothing new and exciting. I just checking in to see how y'all was doing.
That's why we wanted to end with the ending of the song. Mm-hmm. It was so touching. Such a wonderful, like, surprise at the end of that song.
Yeah. I had voicemails from my dad, and some of them I just hadn't deleted. And then after he got cancer, I wouldn't delete them. Most of them are just that. Hey, just trying to see how y'all was doing. You know, it was like, and that's why the lyric is, there's a lyric in there. He's like, you know, I can still hear him saying there's nothing important to say. And that would be it. He's like, nothing new and exciting, nothing important, just saying hi. You know, but it always made me smile every time he left a message. So it was, and he's throughout the record. There's, like, old recordings of him going back to when I was a little kid that we have little snippets of on there too.
Wonderful. Tell us about Unwritten before we hit play.
Well, Unwritten initially started because I was going to write a song that was called Unwritten Song. And then Eric looks at me and he goes, you know, you could just call it that and then write the song and you wouldn't have to change the artwork at all. But it was enough of a writing prompt. It's a song. Somebody said to me once that they said, this is a sad song. And I went, it is. It's a grieving song, but it's also a song about the things I wished I'd gotten to say because I thought I had more time. You know, when he stopped the chemo, we thought we had 3 or 4 months. It ended up being less than one. But on top of that, it's recognizing the fact that I told him I loved him every day. And he said it back. And it wasn't a throwaway statement when we did it. So it's both at the same time.
It isn't that I never said goodbye. I said so at the time. It isn't that he didn't know how I feel. He said he did to me. Unwritten words on the page, the things I wished I could say. At least I said I loved you anyway. Wasn't there for him to see me cry? Didn't think that was unkind. Told us all that we should stay away.
Well, Dave, you're Dad would be so proud.
I hope so. I think he'd love the record. I think he'd be uncomfortable with the fact that it's about him.
Dave Manucherry, Eric Rosander, and Drew Manucherry are Confidential Source, and they will have their album release party for Songs for the Sheik at Sack Yard this Saturday, February 28th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Science Friday tomorrow. We're going to catch you back here on Monday.